You are listening to The Business of Being Dad. Get ready as we delve into the world of fatherhood, leadership, and legacy. I'm Rob Brody, your humble host and fellow single father, and I'm so excited you're here to join us. This podcast was intentionally designed for you, men who believe they're destined for greatness, those who never settle for excuses but instead take meaningful action, and individuals who reject the notion of being ordinary. We're here for the ones who understand that being a phenomenal leader goes hand in hand with being an exceptional father. Why? Because we believe in you. We believe you hold the power to shape your identity as a man, a father, and a leader. We believe you are the architect of your future, and you get to determine the impact and legacy you'll leave behind. So get ready to explore the depths of personal growth, strengthen family bonds, and create a legacy that resonates through time. Together, we'll rise, inspire, and change. Let's get started. Well, hey there, and welcome back to the Business of Being Dad podcast. Today, we're delving into a fundamental aspect of being a father, trusting our instincts. As dads, there are moments when we sense something beyond what our eyes can see or words can express. It's that gut feeling, an unspoken understanding. In other words, a hunch. In this episode, we're going to explore how trusting our gut can be a powerful compass in our parenting journey and how it can guide us through decisions and actions that impact our children. Are you ready? Let's go. But what does it truly mean to trust your gut as a father? It's about listening to our inner wisdom, that kind of inner voice, our instinct that speaks to us quietly. It's that uneasiness that we feel in our stomach when something doesn't quite seem to add up with our child. It's the sudden clarity that tells you to pay attention, to be present, and to understand and see what might be going on beneath the surface. Trusting your gut is about realizing that sometimes you just know, even when you can't explain how. I like to think of it as the ability to see the thoughts behind the question, the emotions behind the actions, and the feelings behind the expressions. Now let's take a look at this from a scientific standpoint. Our gut feelings are not just simply hunches. They're deeply ingrained in how our brains work. Science would tell us that our brains process a multitude of cues and patterns constantly, often subconsciously. And our instincts are the result of this kind of rapid processing. It's a mental shortcut that can guide us, especially in those critical parenting moments. Think of it as your brain's way of saying, hey, stop, this is important, pay attention. Hang in there for a minute while we nerd out a little bit further on the science behind this. Intuition or gut feelings can also be tied to our subconscious processing of information based on past experiences, observations, and even those subtle clues we may not consciously recognize. And yes, in case you were wondering, emotional and social connections can also play a role in strengthening our intuition. According to research in psychology and neuroscience, trust and deep connections with individuals can lead to a better understanding of their emotions and thoughts, and it can allow us to make more intuitive judgments in their presence. In addition, it's been shown that the more we practice relying on our instincts and paying attention to those subtle clues from our surroundings and relationships, the more refined our intuitive abilities become. So if you want to take this a step further, it stands to reason that if you want to build your intuitive skills with your kids, you should focus on connecting with them at a deeper level. However, trusting your gut is not about blindly following your instincts. It's about doing so in a responsible manner. Consider the situation and ask yourself if your concern is based on something tangible, on real observations of your child's behavior. Reflect on whether your gut feeling aligns with your knowledge and experience as a dad. Take a moment to think about different perspectives and possibilities. Ensure that your gut feeling stems from genuine concern rather than fear. And finally, weigh the potential outcomes of acting on this instinct so that you can understand the risks and benefits. Now let's take a look at what trusting your gut actually looks like in everyday fatherhood. So maybe imagine that your child seems a little bit off. Their energy levels are low. Their behavior is just slightly different. Your gut tells you that something's not right. But your brain might say, they're fine. This is just another example of them trying to, like, get out of school or get out of doing something they need to do. So what do you do in that situation? Well, what I did was I sent her to school, only to find out she was feeling horrible all day long. And then as an added bonus, the moment we walked through the door to get home, she threw up all over the kitchen floor. So maybe I should have trusted my gut in that case. Or perhaps your child suddenly resists going to a place that they usually love, like maybe a friend's house or baseball practice. Your gut urges you to listen, and this time you do. You engage your child in a conversation, and then maybe you discover that something at that place has been bothering them. Your gut was trying to tell you something was off, you chose to follow it, and the benefit was that you were able to dive deeper into a conversation with your child and figure out what was going on. And there is also a cost of not trusting our gut. The examples I gave were pretty simple but important examples. But what if your gut was telling you that your kids weren't safe? What if it was telling you that they were maybe drinking or cutting or using, or you just sensed that there was something bigger that was going on, something bigger that was off with them, but you have no proof and you don't know how to handle it? Those are tough spots. And regrettably, there are times where we haven't trusted our gut and we wish that we had, right? There are circumstances where that nagging feeling was brushed aside and later we realize we should have acted on it. These moments should serve as a powerful reminder that our instincts, although subtle, can hold profound wisdom that we ignore at our own expense. If you put all of this together, the bottom line is that if we are deeply connected with our kids and we also sense that something might be off, it is at least worth pausing and taking a minute to dig deeper into that situation. In closing, I would like to leave you with this quote from Albert Einstein, who said, "The only real valuable thing is intuition." Embracing your intuition, trusting your gut, it's not about being impulsive. It's about being deeply tuned in to those subtle signals and understanding your fatherly instincts. So trust yourself, trust your gut, and let it lead you in your remarkable role as a father. Thank you for joining us for the Business of Being Dad podcast. If you found value in today's episode, I encourage you to share it with a friend who could benefit from our discussions on fatherhood, leadership, and legacy. Together, let's build a community of like-minded men who embrace ownership, commit to growth, and make an impact. And now, before we go, remember, greatness is within your reach. So stay strong, stay focused, and create your legacy. I'm Rob Brody, and you've been listening to The Business of Being Dad, where fatherhood meets success. See you in the next episode.